Okay, we've spoken about in the past about Gezel, the scariness of Gezel, how it can seriously affect you both in this world and in the next world. We spoke about how it can stop brachas, how it can cause a person to come back into this world as a Gilgal, as it mentions from a sefer called Oiris Elim, where the horse of a particular person that the Baal Shem picked up was a Gilgal, that the Baal Shem picked up, he was a Gilgal, and he realized he was here in this world because he stole. So again, it's a very, very scary thing. We spoke about the idea, the problem of these types of cash grabs, these quick rich money schemes, where it's very nice in the short term and severely bad in the long term, and you'll end up losing everything. We used examples of people who made a lot of money in the short and unfortunately lose everything in the end, right?
The law.
Oh, v'yadua, in the next paragraph, this is page 75. V'yadua shegezel hagoy chamer migezel Yisrael. This is a very, very, very unknown, and fortunately, a huge amount of misnomers about the Indian of Gezel Akum. All right, so people say, it's a goy, not a problem. All right, chas v'shalom noira. Shegezel hagoy chamer migezel Yisrael. It's worse. It's much more stringent. Shenil ve'imoy gam oven chil Hashem achamer. Because included within it as well is the terrible sin of chil Hashem. What's Chil Hashem? Well, what's Kiddush Hashem? Well, what's Kiddush Hashem? Kiddush Hashem, as the Rambam explains, and famously the Gemara tells us, that someone will look upon you and say, wow, how amazing such a person is. I want to be like them. In a sense, it causes a person to think internally, hey, that's great. How amazing that that God chose these people. I want to be like them as well. Can you imagine? So what Chil Hashem is? Chil Hashem is, in the deepest sense, is that they're so disgusted. They're so disgusted by your actions, saying, these are the Jews. These are the Jews that create abstractions, that I go out, oh, you're not hidden in a hair, and throw their thumbs everywhere, and they use their Pharisaic, you know, this is the way the Christians talk. They use their Pharisaic Talmud to figure out all the loopholes around God's law. Right? What? It's a very scary thing, because why? You're taking the Tarshu Baal Peh, which is Torah Kedoshah, the holiest of the holy, the highest of the high, and you use the same koyach of Cheshbin to find the loopholes. Right? I'll tell you there's a quick thing. There's, I think it was T-Mobile, maybe it was Verizon, they had a deal, it was going back 15 years ago. They said, 10 years ago, anybody who has, like, you can get a rebate, what a rebate is, right? I said this over before, but I'll say it again.
I think it was Verizon, they had
a rebate for example, if you brought in an old smartphone, or an old, outdated smartphone, we'll give you a rebate for, like, $500 towards a new smartphone, and, like, a flat-screen TV, whatever. The details don't necessarily matter, it's the Indian that matters. But however, listen to this. So people start bringing in them, of course, and they get the rebates like the deal suggests. But a couple of guys, they read the fine print. They said, wait a minute, it doesn't say anywhere that you have to have owned the smartphone for any period of time. So they went to the pay-as-you-go smartphones that, like, they're usually very dinky. The bachur will go into the aisle, bring it to the counter and say, okay, I want my rebate.
Smart, man.
And they'll get the rebate. I mean, they want to do a trade-in for old smartphones, yeah, right, and towards a new, because it was like a deal that Apple wants to move product. Smartphone. So they will go to the pay-as-you-go, where they're usually pay-as-you-go cell phones that are prepaid.
They bought one?
They would buy one for like $40, right? Okay. Sometimes maybe $60, right? Okay, I'm not getting into that. And then they would then buy it from the coupon. They would buy it from the cashier. And then a second later, be like, okay, now I want to trade it in for my rebate towards a new brand new iPhone and a flat-screen TV, which is worth like thousands of dollars. And the cashier's like, what are you doing? This is the most ridiculous thing ever. And we spoke about this idea of how when somebody destroys, when somebody finds the loopholes and this and that, we're not getting this. We're privately, not publicly, right? When we talk about the loopholes and all these different things, it destroys what we consider, what we spoke about last time, which is called a high trust society. Part and parcel of what makes the Torah Dikki community a beautiful community that can leave my doors open, my car open, my bikes on the side of the street, is because we live in a high trust society, because we can assume that other people are not going to be and looking to steal. If I leave my car in the Bronx, hatzlacha, you won't see it again. Especially, forget about it, locked, unlocked, the whole thing doesn't matter. But when you live in a high trust society, that people can assume, oh, okay, the person's going to, I can rely on my fellow members of society not to take advantage of the loopholes. And what happens? Yeah, you have these people at Duazoi that figure out all the loopholes, why? And they destroy the concept of high trust society to the extent that I saw this mamash with my own eyes. It wasn't before AI creations and all this stuff like this. It was simply one thing. The website was Land's End. They said, no questions asked return policy except for zip codes coming from the cities of Passaic, Lakewood, Muncie, Flatbush, Bar Park.
No.
Yes! Because why? Because what were Jews doing? Excuse me?
I apologize, because we have websites called Dan's Deals. Again, I don't call anybody out specifically, but I just did, which is, and it's a cousin of mine, right? That you have a website that looks, well, if you take this, again, companies sometimes allow it, and sometimes they do it, and they push for it, and they actually pay him to produce these deals. Or like, if you get this credit card, and you bundle it with this deal, and you with this code and this, then you can get something for, you know, $10 off. People want that. Companies do want the buzz and the name around it. But when it was like LL, for example, when they posted the tickets for like 90% off, and it was a glitch, and it was a typo on the website, and all the Jews bought it and then refused to do rebate. Even when LL was calling them up and saying, like, no, I'm sorry, like, this is not. And there were some of them honored the tickets. It was a shaila, could they honor it or not? Was it called Gezel Yisrael or not? It destroys the concept of a high trust society. But people say to me, but Rebbe, you know why you say that? Because you're from Silver Spring, because you're out of town. Tam v'nishlam. The whole discussion is totally broken. If you, because why would they say, well, what do you mean? Because if you live in Borough Park, what does it have to do with living in town versus out of town? What does it have to do with living as being a FFB versus a Baal Tshuva?
Street smart.
Or what do you call street smart?
And what about halal price gouging?
Beautiful. Anyway, Mir Sa'ad Shem Yisbarach. Great discussion. Great discussion. 100%. I agree. Listen, there's discussions on all sides. I just saw something recently. This thing, Ramamish grind my gears. Somebody said, somebody had a chap like this. He said, I didn't even know it cost this much, but apparently to rent an apartment just for Sukkos in these nice areas, it costs $40,000 for Sukkos. But if you do the cheshbon over the month over month, what rent is, it may come out to around $48,000 for the entire year. So the guy said, "I'll buy." So the guy said, "Great chap, you rent the entire year and then you sublet it out."
Yeah.
Oh, that's an amazing idea. You know what that does? What it does is, although it may be a good chap and a loophole, it's not a loophole because there's no restriction per se or regulation, but what does the chap do? It lowers the amount of actual apartments available, which then artificially raises the prices of rent for everybody who actually lives here all year round. And then what do you do? What do? You just destroyed the entire, again, high trust society. And the whole, yes, it's artificially. And this is the problem when we say we're learning most of we're not learning economics right now. When we say phrases like this is called doing good business on the backs of whom? Always ask yourself that question. Hatzlacha.